February 1995. Dear friends, awoke this morning to a very unusual sound, that of raindrops pattering on our roof. For the most part, the weather here in Kakuma is hot all day, every day. Kakuma is a permanent settlement of 40,000 refugees in northern Kenya. The camp is not suitable for supporting such a large number of people, as this is a very fragile desert area traditionally home to a sparse population of nomads. As you can imagine, living conditions here are harsh. All people get to cook with is one stick of wood every 2 weeks. This is supplied by the Lutheran World Federation. The surrounding land is owned communally by local people, and they have made it clear that no refugee should go onto their land to scrounge for wood. This unwritten rule means that most refugees have to trade some of their already sparse rations for wood and wind up missing several days' worth of meals. Despite these hardships, the popular belief prior to our arrival was that the women would be unwilling to try a new method of cooking. Yet we have found the exact opposite to be the case. Our first workshop was a surprising success. Although we feel cut off from the world with no outside news, and our living conditions are extreme, we remain hopeful that our work will be of use. Warmest regards, Barbara and Jay. February 15th, 1995. Dear friends, this week we concluded a series of 6 workshops. When we went out to invite participants, we told them that we wanted to teach them to cook with the sun. They laughed hysterically. They thought it was the funniest thing they ever heard. Then we offered them some solar-cooked food and gave them some food to cook in their new solar cooker. This made all the difference in the world. They quickly and gratefully accepted our invitation. By visiting in people's homes, we've learned that the solar cooker is proving to be very useful. We seem to have touched a nerve throughout the camp. People now are constantly coming up to us with lists of names saying, "We have this group, come teach us." All in all, the initial introduction has been a complete success. Refugee women discovered they could solar cook nearly all the foods they are accustomed to, like ugali and maize porridge, traditional stews and bread, and their families love their cooking. And what everybody finds amazing is that the solar cooker even sterilizes drinking water. The women quickly appreciated how much safer it is to use the solar cookers. There's no more smoke that makes them choke and causes their eyes to burn, and no more searching for ever-diminishing scraps of firewood. In fact, it's so safe that even their children can use it. It is sad, however, that solar cookers are more apt to be adopted when people are desperate. This makes me wonder, do we have to wait until the forests are completely depleted for people to cook this way? Warmest regards, Barbara and Jay. February 28, 1995. Dear friends, news about solar cooking is spreading throughout the communities more rapidly than expected. It's wonderful to watch how this information spreads naturally from friend to neighbor and from woman to woman. Last week, we began training refugee women to conduct workshops and teach other women in their own communities. Now we are hearing stories about streams of neighbors coming to taste solar cooked food and liking it so much that the cooks themselves are left with little to eat. We feel strongly that spending our resources empowering refugee people to do things for themselves is the proper approach. We hope that the benefits over time will repay the effort everybody here and at Solar Cookers International has put into this critical project. Warmest regards, Barbara and Jay. Solar Cookers International empowered 2,000 families at Kakuma to solar cook in 1995. Today, there are 24 trainers teaching approximately 85 families a week. In the summer of that year, Solar Cookers International launched a second pilot project at a complex of refugee camps around Dadaab, Kenya, on the invitation of the United Nations High Commission on Refugees. Our solar cooking projects have been enthusiastically received by the refugees, but without support from donors, these projects would not have happened. You can help spread this successful program to many more thousands of people facing desperate fuel shortages in East Africa. The refugee projects are a key element in Solar Cookers International's mission to promote solar cooking to people around the world as a way of benefiting themselves and the environment.